A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey everybody, great to be with you. Aaron Noonan here. This is the VH Loop Podcast in a slightly different version to normal. It is Repco Supercars Daily, not Repco Supercars Weekly that we normally do. Stefan Bartholomaeus is sitting with me. Steph, welcome. We are here. We are rolling. We have brought the Bathurst officially for 2021. We're underway.
Bringing a big Bathurst. It's amazing to be here for 6 days. I said to someone this morning that I feel like I've never been this early to Bathurst, but also this late because practice started today and we were rolling in this morning. So yeah, amazing week ahead.
We got so much to get through. The supercars are on track on Thursday for opening practice, of course, for the big one, the Repco Bathurst 1000, which is the great race that we are all here to see, whether Shane Van Gisbergen and Garth Tander can go back to back. They unveiled their winner's plaque in town today. So that's the first box tick, but that's about last year. That's the finish of 2020. It's all about 2021 now. No supercars on the track today, but there was plenty of on-track action. And straight away, one of the favourites for Sunday's supercar race has crashed before he's even been in a supercar this week.
Yeah, Chaz Mostert's got an interesting assignment this weekend, starting his weekend in TCR, but only planning to do the opening race on Wednesday to wrap up that title before focusing on his Walkinshaw Andretti United supercar program. But unfortunately, he did come unstuck this morning at Reed Park on a bit of oil dry that was down from an earlier incident. Damaged the right rear of that Audi and then missed the second session, but will be back for qualifying tomorrow.
And I think the maths are that if he finishes seventh or better in the first race, he is the TCR champ. They can park that car for the weekend and then he goes off into Walkinshaw Andretti United land. But he wasn't the only one hitting concrete at the top of the mountain. And the fastest cars here this weekend so far have been the S5000 cars. And one of the visiting drivers, an ex-Formula One driver, he's not the first and he won't be the last to be bitten by the mountain first time here.
Yeah, the Spaniard Roberto Meri this morning did a 204 and on his next lap around, he put it in the fence up there on the run to McPhillamy Park. Not huge damage to the right-hand side of that car, but enough to put it out for the second session. Didn't seem to dent his confidence, though, because I spoke to him straight afterwards and he was talking about trying to do a 159 in qualifying, which would be extraordinary to see.
Wow.
The best times we saw this afternoon in that practice, too, for S5000 was a 2 dead from Joey Mawson. So there's probably a little bit more time to come.
Speaking of S5000, there's a little bit of news bubbling around here in the paddock. Those lap times are unbelievably quick compared to what we know for GT cars and supercars, but they aren't as fast as they otherwise could have been, and you've got some news as to why that is.
Yeah, a late change to the technical spec of those cars to fit with FIA regulations. It's classed as a Grade 3 circuit here at Bathurst, and you have to have 2 kilograms of every horsepower in the car. So they've had to trim out 90 horsepower. They've normally got 560, these Ford Coyote V8 engines that are in these open-wheelers. So while we've been amazed by how fast they've gone today, it's amazing to think how they could have gone even faster.
It is still unbelievably quick around Mount Panorama. Anything that's a 2-minute-ish lap is unbelievably fast. We were actually broadcasting from inside Repco Trackside, which is the store here at Mount Panorama. It's in the Harris Park merchandise area. It's open right throughout the course of race week. There's a bunch of V8 Sleuth books here for sale. If you're looking to pick up a bargain for Christmas or a present for somebody, there's plenty of stock here in Repco Trackside. May or may not have your name on a couple of those books, by the way, from recent times of some of your best work. But there is simply everything. If you've forgotten anything to come to Bathurst, I think you're pretty much going to find it here, whether it's camp chairs, merchandise, cooler bags, chairs, seats, eskies, balloons, if you want to jazz up your campground a little bit. There's something for everyone here. So we'll be in and out over the course of the weekend. We've got some special guests coming in on Friday and Saturday. If you're a Glenn Seaton fan, Steve Richards, 5-time Bathurst winner, they'll be here signing and appearing over the course of the weekend as well. We'll be in and out. We're going to record Repco Supercars Daily from here at Repco Trackside right throughout the course of race week to give you the latest with what's going on with on-track and off-track at the Repco Bathurst 1000. Now, you are the news hound of news hounds here this weekend for us. Tell me why two of the international drivers didn't go out onto the track in TCR and S5000 today.
Yeah, Chris Meese and Yoshi Katayama are both in Bathurst, but unfortunately in self-isolation due to the changes that have taken place with COVID quarantine rules in the last little bit. So they are hopefully going to be on track tomorrow, if not Thursday. There's some push going on to try to get them out a little early so they can take part in qualifying, I should say. But those boys will be raring to go. Yoshi will do his first laps actually in a race. First laps at Bathurst if he doesn't get out for qualifying, but he has been given dispensation to do that if necessary.
That is wild. That is a baptism of fire that he's going to score. Chris Meese knows his way around here. He's won the 12-hour before, and he actually holds the all-time outright lap record here from the sprint event going back a couple of years, so he knows his way around the mountain. Today we saw Super Utes in action, the Touring Car Masters cars in action, Australian GT, TCR, as you mentioned, S5000. It is a smorgasbord of speed here at the Repco Bathurst 1000. Tomorrow, the Toyota 86s hit the track for the first time. We're going to see the Dunlop Series cars for Super 2 and Super 3. Their title's on the line. It's the final round for that series this weekend. Brock Feeney leads the way for 888, but Zach Best from Tickford reckons he's got a trick or two up his sleeve to try to topple him. It's a massive schedule. I mean, tomorrow, 8:25 a.m. for Wednesday is first practice with the Toyota 86s. There's a TCM trophy race. There's TCR qualifying. We're going to get some racing later in the day with Trans Am and Super Utes in the early part of the afternoon, and TCR and TCM will round out the day. You've been wandering the paddock in supercars. Is there any rumour, any scandal, any late drama before we get the cars on track before Thursday?
Well, it's certainly an unusual Tuesday at Bathurst, and some of these teams, of course, DJR, 888 and MSR, have been here since just after Sydney Motorsport Park because they couldn't go back to Queensland. So they're in a very slow build-up that they've been here for a long time, and the Victorian teams are sort of going about the garage setup in their own way as well. So it's just slowly building up to first practice for them on Thursday.
There was a really great guy wandering around the paddock today who I was really thrilled to see. Campbell Little is back here with the Supercars family this weekend, of course. He's been involved with many teams over the years. He's been in a Supercars technical role. He's had some health issues in recent times, but the news has been pretty good there. He's here with his wife this weekend, and he's working, but he's obviously here in a role where he's not under massive amounts of stress, and if he needs to go and have a bit of a sit-down meal. But it's great to see him here because, of course, he's been involved with many a Bathurst winning campaign over the years. He's a ripping guy and part of the Supercars family too.
And also heavily involved in the Gen 3 project, which has been a massive one for everybody in supercars, particularly their technical team. And those cars will be unveiled here on Friday and then do a series of track runs. So for him to be here to see that is a nice thing.
So the new Camaro and the new Mustang will be unveiled on Friday morning here at Mount Panorama. Any more word on maybe who's going to get the first go in those cars to do the maiden official in public laps?
Well, seeing that 888 and Dick Johnson Racing have built those two cars, Jamie Winkup, Shane Van Gisbergen, obviously on the Chevy side, and then Anton De Pasquale and Will Davison on the Ford side will be part of that driving lineup through the weekend. Who gets the very first steer, though, we're all waiting to see. And there might be a couple of other drivers brought in from other teams because there is a number of track sessions for them.
Yeah, be a bit of rock, paper, scissors to figure out who gets the deal to roll those cars out. So that is Friday morning we'll get to see them in the flesh. We've had some sneak peeks of Gen 3 in the last few weeks with some body work and a couple of bits and pieces here along the line, but we will see the real deal on Friday here at Mount Panorama. Of course, you can see all the images, all the news on the vhsleuth.com.au website right throughout the course of the weekend. We've got our live updates on the supercars hit the track on Thursday. Ford are our presenting partner this weekend of our Repco Bathurst 1000 coverage. Plenty of news, plenty of stories going on around the mountain, plenty of history as well. And today, here in the Repco Trackside store, do you remember last year on the final lap after the race when Shane Van Gisbergen got that Holden flag? Mm-hmm. We ran the story last year. We found the flag man. And Dennis was here today. He is here at the mountain. He's staying on Conrod again in the same house with his same mate, which is the best probably accommodation you could get here at Mount Panorama. But I'm not too sure if he's going to be ready with another flag. So if SVG gets the win on Sunday or another Commodore, maybe if we see him standing out there on Conrod, there might be a way that we can involve him a bit more in the mix for the second year in a row with fans here. But it was great to see him today. I think we need to do merch. We need to do socials. Flagman needs to become a thing.
Well, he should wave the checkered flag. Wouldn't that be appropriate?
I'm sure we could speak to some people to make this sort of thing happen. We know people around the place. So when you're flagman, you should be able to wave the flag. What caught your eye today? Anything that was a bit weird, a bit strange, a bit interesting, a bit unique? It's Bathurst. There's always something to have a look at. Was there anything that caught your eye that was a bit out of the norm?
I think the S5000s really stole the show today for me. I mean, those V8-powered thundering open-wheel cars around here were pretty special. Even if they trimmed a couple of horsepower out of them, they're going very quickly, and seeing them through the weekend will be something extra for the fans to enjoy.
I can't wait to see what lap times they finally get down to. I think that's what everybody's been waiting to see with these cars. Now, Thursday night at the National Motor Racing Museum, we have our V8 Sleuth open night. So Steve Richards and Jack Perkins are our special guests for that one. Tickets are sold out. We have no more space in the museum, I'm afraid. So first 120 in best dressed, and they have managed to grab those tickets. So I'm sorry that we're out of tickets for our open night on Thursday night here at Mount Panorama. There's so much stuff going on over the course of the next few days. We will bring you Repco Supercars daily every night after On Track is finished at the Mountain. You can catch it through wherever you listen to your pods, through Apple or Google or Spotify, the V8 Sleuth website. Subscribe to the pod so you don't miss an episode and you get the latest one as they pop up. In the meantime, we're one day down. We've got 5 days to go at the Repco Bathurst 1000. Thanks for tuning in. Stefano, great to have you with us this weekend. We can't wait to see plenty of coverage on this V8 Sleuth website. In the meantime, enjoy the week at Mount Panorama. If you see us getting around in the Sleuth gear, say g'day. We'd love to have a chat to so many of you who follow what we do, follow the podcast, follow the socials and our website. We can't wait to see you here. 5 days to go with the Repco Bathurst 1000. We need to have a lie down. We're only one in. Thanks for listening and thanks for watching. We'll chat to you soon.